You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Thursday. City Hall insider Paul Osborne up at the top of the hour. We'll also visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Linda Roberts and Best Trips Ever. Debbie Bogle from the United Way. All of that straight ahead. Right now, we're going to spend a few minutes with Kevin Greenfield, who is the Macon County Board Chairman. We'll talk about several things. In fact, inviting Kevin in on a regular basis just to kind of give you a lowdown on what's happening with county government. It's a hard thing to follow. There's how many county board members?
There's 21 board members.
21 board members. Is it too large a board?
It sure seems like it at times. There's seven county board districts and 21 board members. And, you know, I'd like to see it cut down to, 11 would be nice. But even 15 would be
better, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough because everybody's got sort of their thing. And,
exactly.
And this is, to me, always the argument about, you know, our city government, whether you wanted to go to an aldermanic form of government. It's like when you got everybody fighting over six blocks, I mean, hardly anyone ever sees the big picture.
You know what? You're right. And that's why it's so important that we have a good relationship with the city now.
Yeah.
And, you know, that happened some time ago. And the first time I was chairman, after I became chairman, I went down to City Hall, and Tuna was the mayor at the time. And I walked in his office, and the gal said, he's in, and he come out, and we went back, and Tuna and I have been friends a long time. But I said, you know, I don't know what the riff is here between the county and the city, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, today it stops. And he stuck his hand out, and he says, I totally agree. And from that point on, it was
Well, that's great, and I think all of our government institutions seem to be better today than it has for a long time.
Absolutely.
As far as polling in the right direction. We had mayor on earlier this week. She said the exact same thing about the county board, and you guys are continuing those relationships. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about this recycling center, because I think that in the media or in general public, we tend to sort of say good guys, bad guys, or good idea, bad idea. I don't think that anyone thinks a recycling center is a bad idea. I think that there are some folks out there that are questioning about whether or not we can afford it. You guys are going to end the year in the negative, correct?
Yeah, we are. And it's just not the recycling. It's a recycles compost facility, both combined. But, yeah, we currently have Mako, Kane, and King, and are doing our auditing now. We're projecting probably a $700,000 or $800,000 loss from last year, another possible $1 million loss this year. So at the end of this year, we're going to start out with a $1.7 million, $1.8 million deficit. Well, we got to stop that bleeding.
Yeah.
And
I applaud you. I think more, you know, certainly the state of Illinois is not doing that. And you see what happens when you just keep spending money that you don't have. It turns into a mess. The recycling composting thing, you're talking about like $7.5 million you guys are going to have to borrow.
It's $7.5 million. And that doesn't count the operating cost. That's just to build it. And hopefully that will build it. I don't know that it will. Maybe it will. There's a lot of questions that I believe still out there that need to be answered before we would even undertake such a project. But for me right now, all the questions aren't answered.
Okay, what's the temperature of the board on this?
Well, you know, and I don't want to sound like I'm against it, because I'm not. But a lot of board members want it. But when you ask them how we're going to pay for it, they really don't have an answer. If the vote was today, I'd say it's probably 50-50, whether it passed, whether it would.
Okay, so right now it's on hold, correct? I mean, talked about the procedural part of this. I mean, it's not going in front of the county board.
No, it went to EHW. It passed out of committee there 4-2. Then it goes to finance. Then it'll go to building subcommittee, and then it'll go to full county board. We did table it in finance because the finance chairman and I also believe that there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. And so until them questions are answered and we feel comfortable with it, it's going to be on hold for a little bit.
Okay, so what happens? I mean, I know there are still conversations, like maybe this is something we look at, and maybe we look at doing it a different way. You know, what do we know? You know, some of the players that are involved. I know the land was originally purchased by then Sheriff Buffett, but I have talked to him. That's not an issue, right? I mean, he's not the one who's saying you have to do this because I bought the land.
No, absolutely not. And you know, Sheriff Buffett very well, and he's such a generous man, and he did generously donate the 100 acres. But he gave us 5 years to come up with a plan. So there's no rush. And the reason he didn't, I feel, fund it because he didn't know whether it was a good idea or not. And, you know, the sheriff doesn't put you in a bad position that in a position where you can't sustain it. And so I think we need to take a real hard look at it, get all the figures. Sheriff Buffett, I seen him the other day, and he even offered to pay for a study, which I think may be a really good idea.
All right, so he would fund you guys looking into this, you know, realistically looking into the sustainability
of
this.
An independent study.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to run it by some board members. I haven't had a chance to talk to most of them yet, but the ones I have spoken with thinks it's a pretty good idea.
All right, well, that would be a great suggestion on the next move then.
Yeah.
Let's realistically look at this.
Absolutely.
Instead of we put more tax burden on, you know, the people of Macon County on something that may or may not work. I think everybody would love a place. You know, we have these days where, you know, you can drop off TVs and stuff like that. Right, Lindsay? I mean, we cover this in the news and people go crazy.
It's one of the biggest stories shared.
It's a jam up. You know, people can't get in. So everybody would like to see more of this. But let's make sure we're doing it the right way before you go out and borrow $7.5 million.
Exactly. And as far as the recycling center, we currently do have a building. It's not open 7 or 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. You can call and make an appointment to drop some things off. And I've looked into that. We could possibly rent a bigger building and maybe have people there a little more often. That's a possibility. But running out and borrowing $7.5 million when we're $1.5 million, $1.8 million in debt already, I have a hard time doing that.
Listen, local government, you know, does a pretty good job of being a steward of the people's money. You know, we look at what happens with the nation, we look at what happens with the state, but I think feel like the city and the county, you know, feel like they have their arms around that a little bit more. Sometimes you have to make tough decisions, but you can't just keep spending money you don't have.
No, that's absolutely correct.
All right, what else is going on with the county board lately?
Well, obviously there's something new every day, but we've still got the sheriff's race try to get behind us.
Where does that stand as we speak today?
You know, as far as I know, I believe a judge in Champaign County has the case. The judge previously had it. He was removed. So I believe they've chosen a new judge. Hopefully that will, you know, go before him in a rather timely manner.
It does seem like it moves slow, doesn't it?
Oh, way too slow for me,
yeah.
I can tell you that.
I understand that you got to do everything the right way. I like both these guys immensely. I don't think the county is going to be disserved by either one. I know it's tough for Sheriff Brown, who is the acting sheriff and has been declared the sheriff, and he's got to go about his day-to-day duties and do the job because the job's got to be done.
Exactly.
I also understand where Jim Root, I mean, when you talk about this short a number of votes, I mean, you know, it's maddening. It's almost like a perfect curse in this race. And then what happened, unfortunately, with Steve Bean, you know, Steve's had a long and distinguished career, you know, serving this county. It was like a perfect storm of just stuff that no one wanted.
You know what? And you're absolutely right. Steve Bean has done a heck of a job the whole time he's been county clerk. And this doesn't reflect on him in any way, shape, or form. Steve's an outstanding individual. And, you know, I wish him all the well in retirement. But it's a bad circumstance, and it's tough for the department, and it's especially tough for those two gentlemen, Jim and Tony.
All right. I noticed Jay Scott announced, too, he's not running for re-election. So we'll have in 2020, a new state's attorney.
We sure will, and it'll be interesting to see who steps up. And Jay's gave everybody plenty of time to throw their hat in the ring, and you know, I expect some really good candidates to come out of that.
All right. How much of this, you know, I love the fact that our city council isn't a partisan race. I mean, you know, I think most people just want good qualified people at their local level. They don't necessarily care about an R or a D. How much of that gets in the way when it comes to the county board? I mean, you know, how much of it is partisan?
You know what? All in all, we really get along really well. And a past board member we had, John Baxter, who passed away a couple years ago, and Jay Dunn, who was chairman at the time, and I were both at John's service, and Judge Payne was given the service. And one thing he said was that John was always proud of, regardless of who was chairman, whether Jay or I or the Democrat or Republican, we always had the best for the county, looking out for the best of the county. And I thought that was probably one of the nicest things anyone's ever said. But, you know, come county to pick the county board chairman, obviously that's pretty partisan. And from time to time, we do get into situations where it is, but 95% of the time, it's everybody's wanting to do what's right for the county.
All right. It was a little different election, though, right? I mean, if you look at Macon County versus, you know, a lot of the state of Illinois, I mean, it was the exact opposite of what many counties were doing.
Boy, it sure was.
Why do you think that was the case?
Well, I think the people of Macon County really wanted some good Republicans running the ship this time, I think. But
that hasn't always been the case, though,
no,
right?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, I can't answer it. The whole state went Democrat and Macon County went Republican. It was a shock. I never dreamed that the Republicans would pick up two seats on the county board. I'm happy that we did, but no, it was a shocker, no question.
All right, if folks want to weigh in on this recycling and composting thing, or they have ideas, you know, if people, you know, I hope this study thing goes through, because that, you know, it makes sense when you bring somebody from the outside in. You know, they don't have a dog in the fight. You know, they can just look at something as it is and give you an honest assessment on profitability, or will it be able to sustain itself? Will revenue streams be there? I don't think you guys need to shy away from this. I don't think anybody's anti-recycling or composting. It's just, how do we do this the smartest way? What do people do if they have questions or they want to know more about it?
Well, they can call Lori Rasmussen at the Macon County Environmental Agency. But you're right. I mean, the county, I don't have the money to do a study. You know, it's so for Sheriff Buffett to step up like he did, I mean, it's really appreciative. And I think at the end of the day, it's hopefully all the board members agree it's a good idea.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I know about Howard is Howard doesn't go into things. He's passionate about stuff, but he wants to know that the money he's spending is going to work. I mean, he doesn't just throw money at things. I mean, I think that's the perception that some people have, and I can just tell you that's not the case at all.
No, you're exactly right. And just because Howard was gracious enough to give us the property didn't mean he was for or against the compost.
No, he gave the property. He said, take 5 years to figure it out.
Exactly. And I think it's, you know, we need to take as long as it takes to get it right. And if we can afford it, fine. But if we can't at the end of the day, then we're going to have to, you know, switch to a different plan.
All right, Kevin, we really appreciate you coming in today. Thank you very much.
Good
Kevin Greenfield, Macon County Board Chairman. We'll take a break here.